welcoming up a young guy called Mark Slinger. Should we give him a big round of applause?
Good evening. Okay, so this is going to be a compact 2-minute overview of my journey, of how I came to know God, and how He has shown me His love and power in my life. Through this testimony, I hope God will be able to talk to others who have been through a similar situation. Okay, here goes. 2 minutes. Who's got the clock? No? All right, okay. For the last 6 years, I've been controlled by a huge obstacle that's affected my sleeping, self-confidence, and many, many other areas of my life. In the last months of the sixth year, my mind started to rebel against this obstacle. It was really, really hard. This obstacle had such a grip on me that even though I was trying to get out of the situation, I was being pulled back in. But something in me was making me struggle against it. At that point, I didn't know why or what that something was, so I started searching. Now, I realized it was God. When I came to university, I met an awesome group of people. And as we chatted to each other, it started to become quite apparent to me that a couple of them had something, not an object or materialistic property or anything like that, but something else. It was their passion for faith in God. And it was immense. It intrigued me. I wanted to know more. And so I started my journey. Here we go. The first step was to go to church. Okay, I had lots and lots of ideas about church, mainly drawing from past experiences. Ooh. Okay. Like that. Okay, like wearing a suit. Like trying to listen to a really dull, monotonous sermon from this old guy. But I'd see nothing because of a pillar in front of me. Like uncomfortable pews and cushions that you weren't allowed to sit on. Okay. But hey, you know what? When I came in here, when I walked in here, I saw lights, coloured lights, and a live band. But this was nothing compared to the presence of God in the room. Absolutely nothing. I left feeling excited, invigorated, and wanting to know more. I did. So this was my plan, okay? This was my plan. I decided to read every single religious text out there. Every single one. I started with the Bible. In hindsight, I realized this was God pushing me in the right direction. And to tell you the truth, I didn't get that far. I got to the third book, I think. But what I found was that as I was reading it, I didn't understand it. I was just reading it. And the discussions I had and the questions I'd asked with my friends meant loads more to me and showed me a better understanding of where I wanted to go. I realized that God meant something to me and that I wanted to make a commitment to Him. That was early on in the summer. So I had God in my life. That was immense, awesome, absolutely awesome. But there were still issues and complications that affected me. But now I had God's strength with me, which is so much more powerful than relying on my own strength. I still looked towards myself for strength. And I found it really hard to lean on God because parts of me didn't recognize Him. For example, when I prayed, or was being prayed for, I wouldn't open my hands to receive Him. I didn't have 100% faith in God. This meant I still began to struggle with the obstacle. But this time, I knew where I'd gone wrong. So I prayed for faith at the KA student group on a Thursday. And I experienced God. I did. It was body shaking, nerve tingling, and it was breathtaking. It was an awesome experience that completely shook my world. It did. It was my first real experience of the Holy Spirit meeting with me in a really personal way. It took away my fear of commitment to him because God knew what I needed and displayed his love to me. That's brilliant. This totally changed my outlook, and I now have 100% total commitment and faith in God. I'm not suggesting that everything is all rosy and lovely now. I'm not. I am human. I am. I have my ups and I have my downs, just like everyone else. But now I know I will never be alone, and that does make me smile. The next step is for me to talk more freely about the obstacle and how in God's strength I overcame it. Thank you.